what it do with the business is.
Guess what? It's another week in the book with the On Deck TV podcast. Hey, I'm Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Hit me up on all things social media, Animal_Brown.
Yo, I am Spike Lou on all social media as well. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube with the video reviews, man. If you ain't seen those, please go check those out, man. If you're listening to us and you like what we do here, we definitely give you a visual every Sunday.
Yep, man. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV. We review the hottest, latest music videos, man. Only way we know how to.
On deck style.
Absolutely, man. What you have on deck for the weekend?
What happened this weekend? NFL started.
Absolutely.
Lord Jesus, Terrence Williams learned how to get the fuck out of bounds. That's all we need. Get out of bounds, Cowboy Nation. God.
Get used to that frustration.
Even with that, I went 1-1 in my fantasy.
Okay.
All Todd Gurley had to do was like, just give me like 30 yards on 6 or 7 carries, maybe a touchdown. I ain't even need a touchdown. I was leading by 45 going into Monday night. I feel like I was good. Some cat named D'Angelo Williams goes
the
off
game
of 40.
Of his life.
Hey, fuck me. Like, go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, man, you some slob. Yeah. Bad GM, that's all that is.
No, that's D'Angelo Williams got an angel on his fucking shoulder.
My Packers won. I won both of my fantasy football leagues, and I won both of my games on FanDuel.
Congratulations.
In other words, I'm a beast.
You ain't win no money.
FanDuel is for money. What the fuck?
Oh, okay. We won $1.
$5.
I'm just hating.
Clearly.
Because I lost. I'm bitter about this week. I ain't going to lie.
Clearly. Man, I had a good week, though. My mom's and my brother was in town. A lot of people thought my brother was my dad on the pictures.
That is funny. I almost wrecked when I seen the text this morning from Heavy O saying you and your stepfather were dressed alike eating ice cream at the game. Hilarious.
That was my brother. I'm clear. He's older than me. He's older by 16 years.
Y'all have the same hairline. Let's not get that twisted.
I was clearly an accident.
Clearly.
So
y'all look alike tough. That could be your dad.
No way.
Let's not get it twisted.
Man, so I went to the game.
Your mom looked younger than your brother, dude.
Like, that's a fact.
That's not right.
Shout out Mom Dukes, man. Black don't crack, Mom all Dukes, that good man. Shit.
Mom Dukes a legend out here in these streets, though.
Man, the Mets and the Braves, I caught a foul ball. I was slick hype, but I couldn't. I had to play it off, play it cool.
You robbed the niggas of that foul ball. Like, let's not get this twisted.
I caught it.
When you catch a foul ball, you have to go to the park with a glove or be able to catch a ball barehanded. You didn't either. You robbed two older age white men of the ball. Please elaborate.
The motherfucker sitting in front of me, it bounced off his hand, and then it bounced off the dude behind me lap and rolled in the seat right next to me. So
what do you do if it get ugly in that situation?
And now dudes is reaching over the chairs and everything. Like, dude in front of me almost fell trying to reach for it.
Like, nah, though, what if you right there with your wife, your moms, your brother, and the nigga? Like, nah, bro, that's my goddamn ball.
We all going to stomp his whack ass out in the name of the Mets.
Tough.
I had a blast. All my first baseball game, that shit was crazy. People go their whole life not catching the foul ball. I thought that was weird as fuck.
And you got one in your first try?
Tough.
Congratulations to your hairline, man. God's blessed y'all for that.
Oh, yeah, I'll pay back for my hairline.
Tough.
Also, shout out this Kanye West show. I went to the Kanye show Monday night, Phillips Arena. Yeah. That was the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Why?
Most innovative, creative.
Now, are you saying this because you're a Kanye West fan, though? Like, you love Kanye. That's your
my
boy.
Kanye's my guy.
Everybody knows it's your idol.
He's my guy.
Everybody listens to this podcast. It's your idol.
I love the album.
Now, you love Kanye West.
And I fuck with Ye himself.
Okay.
But the show, if y'all haven't seen the pictures by now, he's on a moving stage that moves up and down the entire arena the whole show. Dude, with the lights around it, and people have floor seats. We're going to use air quotations for seats because it's standing room only.
I'm not paying for those.
Absolutely
I'm not doing a mosh pit at 30.
Absolutely
plus.
Not. But people were mosh pitting, and they were turning.
Did you do the mosh pit?
Fuck up. Hell no.
Could you have done the mosh
pit? If I was 17, yes.
Can't do it now, though.
Fuck no. Okay. Extra washed. Niggas was down there with their shirts
niggas
off.
Niggas got surgeries coming up. They can't.
Right, I can't. No way. Niggas was pushing, throwing bowls.
Nah,
nigga,
I ain't
hype.
Even with that life at all no more, though.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
I can't do that.
But I will say this, though.
Not to enjoy a show.
That had the most energy in a show that I literally have ever seen. That the shit was dope.
Is that the best concert you ever been to?
It might be. It might be the best experience.
What second?
Probably Rough Riders Cash Money.
Okay. Just because of the A, like what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
But this, if y'all have a chance, man, if he's coming to a city near you, man, take my word for it. Get you a nice seat. You ain't even got to be like in the 100 section. Like, you can get the nosebleed. He's raised up the entire time.
You come up to the nosebleeds in the stage?
No, it don't. But you can get a good view. It's not like he's on stage. And he's super turned up and he's harnessed in. So he's kind of like a caged animal up there hype.
Right, like the perfect Kanye going off that hen.
Exactly.
The hen chained up like trying to get at you.
Trying to get at you. Then you look underneath him and they turned up underneath him because it's lit up. And like a nigga even tried to climb on the stage. He jumped on his partner's shoulders and climbed on the stage. Almost made it.
Down here a nigga tried to climb up on the stage?
On the floating Kanye stage. He almost made it. Had his head over the stage and everything.
I got to kick that nigga if I'm Kanye.
Kanye waved him down like, come on,
nah,
man, cool out, bro.
I ain't even doing a little wave. You didn't got this far, my nigga. You got to get this.
Yeah, you got to do him like Kevin Gates.
You got to get this full Kanye 350 or whatever they call it. All in your face. Boom.
Nah, security pulled him down.
I'm playing the hypest song off the album after that, though. After I kick you down. Like, come on.
Hey, that was
three in the morning.
Hey, that was a good thing, too. He played mostly all turned up shit. Like, he didn't do Real Friends. He didn't do no parties in L.A. He didn't do any of that. He did
hurt
all the
me, though.
Shit.
I need a Real Friends.
It's too mellow.
At the end? Give me a Real Friends at the end, man.
He did all turn shit like, for the most part.
Was it old stuff or was it all Pablo stuff?
No, it wasn't all Pablo. It was mostly Pablo, but he did.
No guests because he got to stay. Yeah. He ain't got no say, so
no
guests can come out.
Unless they going to drop through the ceiling.
That'd be amazing.
But
run out.
Trust
he could have got Travis Scott to run out through the crowd.
He would have done that.
In Yeezy gear like a zombie.
He would have done that.
Yeah, he would have.
But trust me, if y'all have a chance, if it's not too late, if it's coming to a city near you, man, go to the goddamn show, dude. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Crack.
Do I need to catch it before it ends?
Yes, I'm telling you. You haven't seen nothing like it. Period. Nobody's even close.
Okay. All right, man. We done got a lot into this before we got to mention the other shows on the network. This is the On Deck TV podcast, a part of the On Deck TV network.
Yep.
We got Full Sport Press every week, giving you the latest in sport news.
Absolutely.
Coach Locke, J Hove, How Weezy on the boards every week for you, giving you the latest what they have this week.
Man, this was the NFL award preview. So they gave their predictions on the awards for the NFL season this year.
Rookie of the Year, Zeke.
Oh my God.
Coach of the Year, Jack Del Rio.
Oh my God.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
None of that shit matters. Super Bowl champion, Green Bay Packers. Period.
Y'all living off that one pass from week one.
That's it.
It's going to get rough for y'all. The Vikings going to show y'all work.
Hey, man, look, man, if y'all want the full NFL preview and want to hear more about my Packers, go listen to Full Sport Press.
I went 81% of my picks this week. Thank you very much. appreciate it.
Also, check out the Ladies Room. They drop monthly. Man, they drop whenever they want to. I'm not even going to say monthly. They drop whenever the fuck they want to. Their ladies join us up, man. They teaching the rules of shacking up.
Doing the Yonsei's.
Right. Go check that out. Also, check out Fresh for Dummies, me and J Hove. New episode is around the corner, literally.
Chill.
We'll be breaking down the fashions from 2010 to 2016.
Tour.
We ready to get to this music shit, man? That's what we do.
Let's knock it, man. Hip hop, man. That's what they here for.
All right, man. A sentence has finally been decided for Brooklyn rapper Bobby Shmurda. He went ahead and took a plea deal and pled guilty to conspiracy to possess weapons and possession of a weapon. The GS9 rapper was given 7 years of jail time. Now, with 20 months already credited for the time he's already spent locked up, was this the right choice for the now 22-year-old?
All right, so he got almost 2 years on his belt. They sentenced him to 7, so
yep.
He's looking at 5. He get out in 2021.
Shit, he'll be 27.
Oh, I mean, he good as far as age, if he plan on getting a job.
Right.
But who knows where hip-hop will be. I say this to say that, I feel like 7 years off of conspiracy is rough. Had he had more backing, more money, I think he could have got out of this, because what was it like? No one really knew what he did.
No,
other than rapping about gang activity. You know what I'm saying?
That's my thing. If you ask the average person who knew who Bobby Shmurda was, they could probably tell you he was locked up. Mm-hmm. But if you ask them what for, you get all kind of shit. My guy was like, didn't he shoot somebody? I was like, nah.
He was locked up for telling you Mitch got a body about a week ago.
Pretty much.
Basically, for telling you that Mitch got a body about a week ago, he's finna do 7 now. Oof. Or 5, because he already did 2.
Yep. He was facing 25 for the record if he went to trial.
I mean,
and then you got to keep in mind his two homeboys, they've already sentenced 98 years and I think 55.
Jesus Christ.
So when they giving out hockey jersey numbers, Jesus. Man, you might as well go, nigga, these seven years are light work compared to what these niggas getting defensive linemen jersey numbers.
I mean, it's light work for a nigga to sit here and say.
Easy for us to say.
Right, like we can sit here and say, I'm taking them 7 over, as opposed to 98.
Right.
Because it looked like that's the better deal. But if I really didn't do nothing, and I'm rapping about this shit, and niggas just taking this shit for real deal,
right,
I'm sick. Then I got to do something. You know what I'm saying? It hurt.
He said that he's going to get out early, and this is what they're thinking. They're thinking what's he's going to do. Now, they're thinking he's going to do about 3 years on top of the 2 to make it 5 and get out for good behavior if nothing happens.
That'd be about 80%. That'd be about all right.
Still, man, that's rough. Is he still signed?
Nah. He need to get his rap shit up.
Really?
It's over. Yeah, it's old. Like, yeah, what's the other nigga named Roddy? Roddy probably got a better chance than him.
Nah, neither one of them was established enough. They was barely getting their feet wet.
That's a fact. But I think that just off of what I've seen in the interview, I heard Roddy interview. I ain't heard Bobby Shmurda do nothing.
Yeah.
I just think that Roddy got a more stable sense of being an artist as opposed to Bobby Shmurda. He too young.
He was a better rapper.
And he is a better rapper. I just don't think Bobby Shmurda, like, he ain't finna be cut out for this. I think this experience probably shook him.
And to be honest, though, I think he wants to go in a different direction when he gets out, though.
Why?
I can only imagine
him. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Like, the only shit that I did to get me popping got me locked up for 5 years.
Exactly.
At least.
I wouldn't want
to. At least 5 years.
I wouldn't even
want
to see a booth.
I don't want to rap. I don't want to tell y'all niggas nothing about what I got going on. Get out of my life. No videos, no cameras, no Instagram, no Twitter. Fuck that if I was Bobby Shmurda.
I feel him. But good thing he'll still be under 30, man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If he get out when he's 27, he got a lot of, I would think that he got some little money saved up, or he get some little stream money. What them stream checks looking for like for hot nigga? What that stream hot nigga check?
Somebody
like,
somewhere
though?
Is eating off of it. It ain't him, though.
He I getting bet. A little bit, though. He getting something. He getting a check in the mail.
L.A. Reed,
if they got the right address. I'm saying.
Free Bobby Shmurda, man. Yeah. I don't really think he did nothing, man. I'm going to be honest. I think he's affiliated. Because they used them lyrics in court and everything.
Tough.
So, damn, boy. That's if anything, that's a lesson, though. Like, niggas, pay attention, dude.
I mean, but niggas going to continue to rap about how real they is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but don't name drop
I ain't heard. I ain't heard nothing about GS9 since. Not to say.
Right.
Shout out to our New York listeners and not to say that they don't exist.
Right.
But I ain't heard nothing about it since then, and that's what got him locked up.
True.
So,
man, we can go ahead and add Fat Joe to the never-ending list of celebrities who have voiced their opinion on Colin Kaepernick's decision not to stand during the national anthem. His now-deleted tweet reads, and I quote, "Having thought about it, I ain't with them protesting the national anthem. Soldiers died fighting for our freedom, not cops. Why disrespect them? Are you standing with Joey Crack?"
Fuck no.
I'm so hot at Joe.
It shouldn't
right
even be like Joe Crack is consistently using the word nigga.
It's because he is one.
Nah.
That's why I'm so disappointed in this tweet.
I feel like he can't even use it now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you tell him that then. I'll let you have that.
I ain't telling Fat Joe nothing. Outside of him listening to this podcast. Like, you got a problem, you call us. I ain't meeting you or nothing. I heard the stories, nigga. With that being said, I'm going to voice my opinion on it. I don't feel like. And clearly, he don't know most since he deleted the text.
Right.
I mean, the tweet.
Right.
Like, of course, no one is saying that soldiers are killing people.
Right.
That ain't the point. And the fact of the matter is, the flag stands for the United States.
Absolutely.
And during that time period, Colin Kaepernick feel like the United States ain't treating a certain people right, then he taking a knee.
Right.
I don't feel like Fat Joe speaking out, or even the rest of the people who speak it out, yes, they right to do so.
Right.
But to be so adamant against what he doing as opposed to saying, all right, that's his right to do so, as it's your right to speak against him, I just don't get it. Fat Joe really can't say nothing.
Now look,
like you really like.
Fat Joe is my guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Don Cartagena,
who?
Joey Crack,
who?
Fat Joe is my guy, and he was having a hell of a year. He done bounced back one of the hottest joints of this year, all the way up,
That's fair.
He had the remix with Jay, bro. Jay out of retirement. Like, I swear I hope this was him getting Twitter jacked. Please, like, come out and say this, Joe, for me. Say somebody hacked your shit.
He be lying.
I don't even care. I'll take it. I will take it and accept it and believe him. Because it doesn't sound like nothing Fat Joe would say.
It don't sound like nothing Fat Joe would say, but at the same time, like you said, he been having a hell of a year.
He feeling himself.
Exactly. I'm big. I got the remix with Jay.
So he got another one with Remy Slick Cook.
Yeah, this is my opportunity to be the next level, to get up there with Jay, to do these things. Oh, I'm going to speak out against Colin Kaepernick to make y'all think I'm a... No.
They're not
going
to let you in.
It don't work like that.
Nah, it don't.
Nah, they're not letting you in that door. You can continue to knock. You continue to say, hey, I got this evidence right here. I'm cool with... No.
But to be honest, though, Fat Joe been making some strange comments lately. Like, just the other... About 2 weeks ago, he said... if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know who Big Pun was. Which may be true.
But look, no, it go to. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that may be true, but you can't downsize Pun legacy when you say shit like it, because that's what's gonna happen. It's like you downplaying what he did and what he made and how cold he was by saying, "Oh, if it wasn't for me," you know, like, come on, Joe. Like, why would you say that about your brother? Like, come on.
So where do things? I think stuff like that come from. Yeah, that come from. I want my recognition, because, like, if you go back, and I was listening to the podcast with him and Nori, Fat Joe and Nori was gassing him, say, like, I feel like I'm top this and that in hip-hop. But if you think through hip-hop, Fat Joe name don't come up. Fat Joe name not coming up for great rappers. Nah. It's not coming up for great CEOs.
Nah.
And I'm not taking nothing away from what Fat Joe has done, because he has done a lot in hip hop. But like, you're not thinking of his name like you think of Dre or Irv Gotti or any of those people, Dame Dash, anybody who had a lot to do with hip hop in the 90s. You don't think of Fat Joe. And I think of now, he trying to solidify that, like, y'all need to be saying my name just like y'all say Dame Dash, Jermaine Dupri, the hip-hop moguls, the babies. Exactly. Like you said, he should say that as opposed to making these outlandish comments. And like, let's not do this. Let's not, like, act like you don't agree with Colin Kaepernick because you got to.
Right.
You seen the shit happen in the Bronx, my nigga. I heard the stories.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like let's not act like you don't agree with him.
He knows. Because
you
do.
And let's not act like whatever you just said as far as the story, like you don't, like, come on, dog, that's not Fat Joe.
It's not.
That's coming from another place as far as you trying to get respect when you already got it.
Yeah, and you got it from the right people, man. Like, if you trying to reach and get it from other folks by doing shit like it, like, it's not the move, man.
Right.
And we haven't even really spoke on that caption. I'm going to say this real quick just to piggyback off of what Fat Joe may or may not have said, whoever tweeted that. Like, this, like, there seems to be some confusion as to why Cap is protesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people need to go ahead and kill that misconception that it's anti-military. Like, let's stop doing that. Let's go ahead and be smart, over IQ of 10 adults out here in these streets, and let's not try to make something that it's not. I was at the Braves game, and you know how they showed us people in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Somebody going to hold up a sign that says, "I stand for America." And I was like, okay, like, get the fuck out. Like, stop, dude. Let's be clear. And she was like a little teenage white girl. Like, trust me, if I were you, I would stand too. You have nothing to worry about. Like, you're pretty straight.
Yeah.
You get pulled over. Like, you smile. You're going to get away with a warning every single time. Meanwhile, I'm probably going to get my ass whooped. I'm probably going to get searched. I'm probably going to get shot. So this isn't for you. But people just are killing me, and people acting real slow. I seen a lot of sports shit. Boomer Esiason acting like he really don't know.
You talking about
stop inside acting like the NFL? We don't know. Yes.
Oh my.
And Brandon Marshall kind of shook on him a little bit. Like, stop, y'all.
Shout out to Brandon Marshall, the receiver, not the linebacker, but shout out to him too.
Stop.
But man, Brandon Marshall shook it on him. He said, man, you still caught up in that old I'm a player type stuff. Did you see it?
Yeah, tough.
Oh, man, if y'all didn't see inside the NFL where Brandon Marshall responded to Boomer Esiason, Boomer Esiason went on this whole spiel about military and vets and offensive and his parents being part of the military or whatever it may be. And if I'm a player and I get this opportunity and I'm not using it to voice these crazy things about America, I'm using it to make sure that I stand proud for America. Like, nah.
Dude.
Brandon Marshall shot all of that down very eloquently and very, very ice cold.
Hell yeah, man. I'm gonna let that live, dude. I can't get that too much.
Yes,
more time
a whole lot that goes into that. I heard a whole lot of crazy perspectives and different interactions that I just can't elaborate enough on. So,
right,
like I said, it's Colin Kaepernick's right to do what he's doing, and it's people's right to disagree with it. But I just don't feel like it's their right to tell him, "Hey, you can't do this."
Right,
like, you can disagree, but you can't tell me what I can and can't do. I promise you can't.
Grown ass man, cuz. All right, man. Back to this rap shit, man. My fault, man. We get that shit right there. I've been wanting to talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
Another day, another rapper owes Uncle Sam. This time it's your man Nelly. He owes $2.4 million from unpaid taxes
in
2014.
Get them streams up, man.
Save
Nelly.
But never fear, his fans have a plan.
We here.
Hashtag hot in here streaming party.
Yes, sir.
Popped up on Twitter urging fans to stream his song Hot in Here over and over again to help raise money to pay off his debt.
We here for you, Mo.
My question is, any chance that this works?
Of course not. But look,
you have
Mo.
No faith in your mans.
No faith. I ain't got no faith in his fans. Mo gonna pay the money. We gonna get you close to that mark as we need to be. I've been listening to Nelly for the last 2 days.
Hell no.
I've been listening to the first album, the second album, all the good hits, you know. So I'm trying to get you there, Mo. I fucks with you. I'm a fan. So we're going to try to get you there, get you out of this tax debt, man. Y'all listen to Nelly.
Listen
to the streams. Get the stream money up, duh. Let's get Nelly out of this debt, man.
This doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of happening.
And this man gave us tip drill, dude.
Watch the video then.
The least niggas could do is go to YouTube and watch tip drill video. That's the least niggas
could
do.
First of all, it ain't going to be in HD.
I don't care. I don't even need to see that in HD. I just need to see it.
I can go to tastyblacks.com and get all I need
know
off of that.
What that is.
get to know that.
Going to that right after the show. Go ahead.
But look. Look, I get it. Well, artists get paid around, it's a range of how much they get paid per stream. On the low end, it's 0.006 cents. And on the high end, it's 0.0084 cents. So he needs about 287 million streams of his song in order to pay off this debt.
How many?
287 million.
Let's get it right. All of the On Deck fans.
No.
All the thousands of you that are out there. Listen to a Nelly song tonight.
No.
Just one.
Don't do it to yourself.
Just listen to one Nelly song, your favorite Nelly song. Just pick it and listen to it.
You're going to have nightmares.
No, you're not. You're going to save a black man in this business, dude.
If Nelly ain't
listen
got these 2.4.
Listen to one Nelly song, dude.
If you ain't got these 2.4 of them Vocal jeans and them Apple bottoms and them fucking Pimp Juice
last
energy
last time you
drink,
seen a nigga in Vocal jeans.
The only nigga I seen in Vocal jeans was Nelly.
That ain't true.
Shit.
I knew niggas that had Vocal sweatsuits. Shout out Scoops.
Okay, I did see the sweatsuits.
All right.
So, Scoops, you put your phone on repeat tonight. hey, somebody already did the math.
Scoops and Nelly fan, too.
Somebody on Twitter said, turn your phone on mute and put Hot in Here on while you sleep tonight. 7 hours of sleep equals 110 plays. So, that's going to get him all of $2. So, y'all do that every night for the rest of your life and y'all can help
the
him
rest
pay
of
off
your
his
life.
Fucking debt.
Nelly ought to be able to pay that, man.
Nelly bullshit if he owed it. And that was from 2014. How the fuck you getting 2.4 in taxes in 2014 and you Nelly?
That was at Walmart shit, him selling the apple bottoms and shit in Walmart, not knowing nothing about it. It's like your uncle getting a hold, like a nigga call his uncle, be like, hey, can we sell apple bottoms here? Yeah, hell yeah. Send a check right here. 009 Bucksnort, Missouri. Like right here. Send it right here.
Super
and that's
good.
What happened from Nelly. Nelly got to pay the difference from it. But y'all listen to Nelly, man. Y'all go to streams, iTunes,
no.
Spotify,
no.
Tidal, whatever no. you subscribe to, and listen to Mo.
No.
Shout out Mo, man. We appreciate you.
Man, moving on, man. Drake winning streak came to a slight halt last week. His tour bus was robbed of $3 million in jewelry while at a stop in Phoenix, Arizona.
What?
The thief was a 21-year-old homeless man who was later caught and the jewels were recovered.
21-year-old homeless man? Where's your family?
He bullshit.
God.
If you're Drake, who are you more hot at in this situation?
I'm hot at this nigga for being 21 and homeless. Fuck you, 21 and homeless.
I'm hot at this nigga getting caught with the jewels after he done snatched them. Nigga, I'm hitting the pawn shop up immediately.
Listen to me. How much money? How
it
many
was $3 million in jewelry.
Let me tell you how many times you would never see me again. God. Nigga, give me $3 million in jewelry right now. I got a cool life, and I'd disappear for that. Fuck is you talking about? Like, what is this nigga doing?
This nigga was homeless, man. They called him on campus at a school for loitering. He was already locked up.
This nigga trying to fuck bitches.
This nigga had the suitcase.
This nigga trying to fuck bitches with Drake jewelry, dude.
Dude.
He walking around on, what was they at?
I don't know where they was at. It was in some campus in Phoenix.
This nigga walking around in Arizona State with Drake jewelry on trying to get pussy, dude. Nigga, if you don't sell that shit, nigga, you home? Where you gonna take the bitch to?
I don't know. Oh, man. Give me $100,000, man, for the ice if I'm homeless. You can take it.
This nigga fucking bitches in the park with an OVO chain, dude.
Nigga should have called Meek Mill. He should have got. He should have took somebody's phone, got on their Twitter, be like, "Bro, I got OVO ice, nigga." Nigga, Meek Mill would have gave you $100 for that.
Tough. He ain't got no phone though, cause he homeless.
He could have took somebody when he was on campus.
This nigga ain't that smart though. Like, clearly, to be 21 and homeless, you gotta be one of the slowest people on earth. Like, I don't even, like, your mama don't fuck with you at 21?
That's a fact.
God, what'd you do?
Hold on, though. For the record,
his
though.
His mama gotta be dead.
The jewelry belonged to the DJ.
Right.
DJ Future the Prince. Mm-hmm. Bro, why are you a DJ with $3 million for ice?
So let me ask you this. If you Drake.
Come on, man.
Who you mad at, though? Are you mad at the DJ for running the spot hot?
Right.
You mad at security?
I'm mad at the bus driver.
Oh, you mad at the bus driver letting the nigga on, though?
The bus driver saw the guy walk on, and he thought he was part of Drake entourage.
I'm sorry, but I can't get past the jerk nigga that's 21 years old and homeless. I'm mad at this nigga, dude.
He should press charges for the nigga being homeless. Not even taking the ice.
I want to talk to him. If I'm Drake, I want to sit like, how are you homeless at 21?
What if he gave him a job? That'd be cool.
That's what I would do. I'd give this nigga a job, dude. Sweep the buses and shit.
Tough.
Like, God, do some disrespect for, one, for getting on my bus and stealing my shit. You got to do some demeaning, like, disgusting shit first and foremost for at least a month. Then, I'm going to pay you real good because you stuck around and you toughed it out.
For sure.
You had nothing else to do. You was homeless. Clearly. You ain't got no family, no friends, no. Clearly, because you're living on the streets at 21 years old. So take everything I got to give you and run with it and tell people I'm the greatest person on earth. That's what I do.
Man, nah, that's crazy. Well, what, hold on, why does the DJ have $3 million in ice?
Drake DJ.
Nigga, do you not get paid money?
It's Drake DJ.
You get paid in necklaces?
No, nigga got 21 OVO chains. All owls.
I don't want those,
I got
dude.
Iced out owls, dude, in every consistency.
Give me one owl.
I got a gold iced out owl.
No.
I got a silver iced out owl.
No.
I got a white gold iced out owl. I got a platinum iced out owl.
Give me one OVO.
I got a rose gold iced out owl. No. I'm like Bubba Gump, dude. What kind of iced out owl you want,
I don't
dude?
Want that. I don't
I got
want any
a mixed,
of those.
I got a mixed...
give me a check.
A mixed iced out owl.
Give me a check and a Cuban link and I'm straight.
I got an iced out owl of every metal you need. I got a copper iced out owl, dude.
$3 million?
Yes.
Fuck out of here. Drink
I got
it.
Every iced out owl you want.
It's Cadillac Records, dude. This ain't yes. 1960.
I got iced out owls, nigga. And sweatshirts and OVO Jordans.
Nigga paid them in Jordans and jewels.
I got OVO Jordans.
Nigga, he bullshitting. All right, man, before we hit this music break, the aforementioned Kanye, man, had a busy last 7 days. Fresh off of packing the Garden in New York for his St. Pablo tour and unveiling the Yeezy Season 4 fashion line, Ye found time to sign new acts to the Good Music family. He welcomed Tiger and Migos to the squad. Now, Tiger is signed as an artist, and Migos will be managed by Good Music. Between these two transactions, who are the winners and the losers? If there are any.
Oh, this is rough. I assume Kanye, because he can write them off as tax write-offs.
So Kanye's winning for this.
He can write them off as tax write-offs, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. If I can write these niggas off, if I can write Tiger or Tigger, whatever his name is, off, and I can make my wife, I'm doing a solid... Cause this is her
Kardashian.
Brother-in-law, whatever he is,
right?
You know, I'm doing a solid here. You know, I'm getting a threesome maybe out of this.
True,
we can run this.
True,
so I can sign a nigga to Good Music. Maybe he get a good single.
It's
maybe
possible.
You know,
yeah. Tiger's last charted song was in 2014. It was that Hookah joint with Young Thug.
All right, so I'm shooting my shot. I'm Steph Curry-ing this from 60 feet.
Yes.
You know, like whatever it may be. And that's the best I'm doing with this out of Kanye. Like, if I'm Kanye, that's, he's the only person who wins out of this.
I got losers in this.
Everybody loses except for Kanye. Only if I can write these niggas off in my tax.
The Migos lost in this. And let me tell you why. Because they're my guys. They were already signed to QC, local label down here in the A. Now you're signing to Good Music, which is signed to Def Jam. So how many more hands is that in your pot now that you already were splitting by three? Because it's three of y'all. And now you split by three plus. So that's just more hands in the pot. Now you're going to get more exposure.
Okay.
You so, may get you a little Adidas deal out of this.
Yeah, but if I'm Migos, I'm winning though.
How?
If I get an Adidas commercial, that'd I'm winning if I'm major. Migos. That's the biggest thing I've done in my life.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? So
get,
like,
get you a Versace deal maybe. You never know.
No, it's not going to happen. If P didn't do it, they not. Promise.
Now, I'm hot at the... first of all, Quavo, who is like the Beyonce of Amigos.
Lifestyle on camera.
Right. He the Beyonce of Amigos. He the Diana Ross. He's the loser because he should have signed.
Jackson.
Right. He should have signed the solo deal. Like,
he might be pushing for that still, though.
Now, you never know. That might be in the works. He should kind of like how Jeezy did with Boys in the Hood. That's how he should have done it.
Right.
Because he's the standout Amigos. No shots to the other two because I
feel like Quavo a star.
Exactly what I'm
offset,
saying.
Offset hard, too, though.
No, Takeoff is hard. But
I don't know nothing about all this. That's the last one I know was Offset. That was the last name that I knew out of Migos group.
I know Tiger rap career is on life support. So he needed this little juice. That
you
may
like
or
his,
may
you
not.
Like his last single though.
I like his
purple,
last two
with
songs.
The Purple Apes. I like his last. Let me clarify. You like his last two songs, said nobody ever, of Tiger. Jesus.
Tiger Cash Money and the Tiger 101.
The fake controller.
Were my guilty, yeah, the fake controller.
Controller's so much better than that. How do you like Tiger's song?
It's a guilty pleasure.
May I just change?
Nah. I want to go 101 with you. It's the same thing. If you like one, you like the other.
No, because I don't like Tiger, so I don't like his song. I like Drake's song. I can deal with Drake.
I saw a tweet that said, good music is slowly turning into just aight music.
Decent music. At best. Jesus.
Designer. They signed him earlier this year.
They gave the reins to Pusha T. I think Pusha T trying to be too smart.
He trying to do too much.
He trying to be too smart with a designer who just got popped for taking steroids.
That's crazy.
300 steroids in the car. Like, he the only, like, I don't even understand it. He the only nigga get popped for taking steroids?
I mean, we don't know if this was his.
No, we know.
Now, his bodyguard may have had him or something.
Nah, 300 of them? His buddy's bodyguard doing 300 steroid pills.
That nigga trying to commit suicide.
Right. So we got what?
Make
him.
His dick disappear. I ain't fuck with
we
that
got
steroid.
Him. We got Tiger.
I mean, Tiger done had a hit before.
And
Rex
we
City.
Have Migos. I mean.
And then Migos are just
if
being
it
weren't
for Drake, let's be honest, at Rex City wouldn't be a hit.
Rex City.
Like, if it weren't for Drake, it wouldn't be a hit. So I say all that to say, I just
Drake
don't.
Drake wasn't even on that.
Nah, okay. What was the other song that Drake was on with him?
With Tiger?
Tuh. Him, Tiger. They said he stole it from.
Yeah. It was a Truffle Butter?
Oh, no, that was him and Nicki. I don't know what that
I think
was.
Tiger was originally on it, though. Don't ask me how I know this shit.
Yeah, how do you know that? But with that, all of that being said, Kanye is losing here or winning here because he can write these niggas off.
That's a fact.
All the rest, everybody else involved in the situation is losing, including Tiger. Let's go.
We have a music break. Speaking of Tiger, the new Good Music signee, he's got a new record with Designer, his label mate. That shit sound crazy. They got a new song called Gucci Snakes.
Oh,
they dropped it the night of this announcement.
Gucci Snakes?
That's what it's called. Let's see what it's hitting on. Check it out.
Is that a belt?
High fashion. All my niggas wildin'. What's the difference between a Rolls Royce and a Bentley? Nigga about 100,000. She a groupie. Dirty Diana. We rockin' Gucci. Drinkin' Dirty Fanta. Diamonds flooded. Holy water. Bless me like our father. Witness my faith. Birth believers die. Make you a martyr. Keep a laser. Han Solo. Snake slither. I'm focused. Add it up. Nigga add it up. Bag it up. What's the fucking total? I just open new accounts.
I see the snake.
No piggy bank. Just large amounts.
I see the snake.
I just switched the license plate.
Lying
My lawyer said that I beat the case. Will be Tuesday's Wraith. Arm and Hammer made back leather. Cocaine on the face. We just made a triple X movie. Payrolls in a safe. Indoor jacuzzi. Outdoor jacuzzi. She gon' pop that coochie. Cause I just spent 10 bands at Gucci.
I'm in the vine of Gucci.
I just spent 10 bands at Gucci.
I'm in the vine of Gucci.
I just spent 10 bands at Gucci. I see the snakes. I smashed off playing Gucci. And my new break. I just spent 10 bands at Gucci.
I'm in the vine of Gucci.
I just spent 10 bands at Gucci.
I'm in the vine of Gucci.
I just spent 10 bands at Gucci.
Hey, 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 hey.
You like it, Tiger.
I see you,
you
boy.
You gonna bump at Tiger.
Hey, man, Tiger, man, that's, Tiger might be a cooler six man off the bench for good music.
No, we're not gonna do that at all. Disrespect to all the six men out there. Pause.
He better than Designer.
Is he?
That's a fact.
Not Designer on steroids.
He better than Roided Up Designer.
He ain't got nothing on Designer on steroids.
That explain why he be so turned at them shows. And his eyes be rolling his head and shit. He gone off at SGH.
And I just got that new iPhone 10 update, though.
iOS 10 in this bitch. 10.
Add card. No, thank you.
You're heated. all right, man. We back on the TV podcast. I thought that song was solid. I'm not going to lie.
I could see people getting confused and playing that in the club, turning up on the way and like, oh, who is this?
Right.
And then as soon as they find out it's Tiger, cut that shit off, bro.
He rap better now, though.
And that's fine, but as soon as niggas find out it's Tiger, we out of here, bro.
Oh, shit. Nah, but we back, man. 20
it's
years.
We'll the On Deck TV podcast, first of all.
Absolutely, man. It has been 20 years.
Since we started.
It has been 20 years, 7,306 days, man, since we lost a legend.
Mm.
Tupac Shakur, man, September 13th,
1996. Mm.
That's crazy as fuck. We have done a few Pac episodes, man. Y'all got to go back through the archives. Man, we did one where we took his hits and put, like, current people on them.
And people loved it.
People did fuck with that. We appreciate that. So y'all go back and check that if you haven't heard it. What we going to do this go-round, we're going to take his top moments. Moments that stood out to us. I got three. You got three. We could have went 10 and 10, honestly.
For those of you under a rock wondering why we're doing this, September 13th, 1996.
Right.
Pac died. We wanted to celebrate the anniversary. Wanted to give you some of our thoughts on one of the best to ever do it.
Absolutely, man. One of the most polarizing, for sure.
Tough. With some of our thoughts. So,
let's get to this money. I'm going to kick it off, man. Pac interviews, dude. You can get lost on YouTube listening to Pac interviews. But there was one in particular, man. Him outside of the courtroom. I believe it was early on in the rape case, where he allegedly sexually assaulted a lady or whatnot. He did an interview outside of the courtroom, standing outside, surrounded by all reporters. He stood in the middle of it and answered questions left and right. Now, when is the last time you saw that happen in modern day culture at all? Like, nigga, they be out and the Uber be right out front.
Never.
Never. This nigga Pac stood and fielded questions. Like, that shit was amazing to me, dog. And he kept it a buck 50 during that interview or interviews or questionings or whatever you want to call it. He touched on the pistols.
Yep.
He touched on what actually happened.
Yep.
Or what, you know, from his perspective, obviously, nigga wasn't there.
And those were earlier times before rap was big as it was now. You got the PRs and people worried about advertisements and those things of that nature. So
sponsors.
Yeah, Pac was able to be free.
Shit. Even after about 3 minutes, somebody went on ahead and grabbed him. Was like, let me get him before he say something incriminating, or just say something that could be used against him.
Yeah.
But I just thought the sheer, like, just the nuts it take to stand out there, field questions. That show how almost kind of keeping it real, kind of slick goes wrong. Like, you got to play stuff like that a little more strategically. Mm. And I don't think he really knew that at the time. He still looked green.
Let me throw you a curveball to ask you.
Please
so.
Do.
If there were a rapper today that you could put in that situation.
I'd hate to put somebody in that situation.
That you could have. No, not the situation. No, not the rape.
Okay.
You know, not that. Just, I want them unfiltered for 3 minutes and not have to worry about no backlash. I ain't got to worry about what the tweets gonna say.
Right.
Who would you want to hear unfiltered like that boom, right off of fresh, like, whatever. They charged me, I just beat it or whatever.
Right.
Like, who you want to hear?
I'm mad because my number one would be Pimp C, but he not here. But Pimp C would keep it 2,000, you
them
hear me?
Them quotas would be there for years.
Dude, quotables, nigga.
God.
For days. He going to give you the real. So that would be, I'm cheating, but that would be my number one.
I ain't going to lie. I'm not a big fan of this guy, but if I could get him unfiltered for like 3-4 minutes, really giving his real spiel.
Who, Ye?
Rick Ross.
I can see that.
I ain't never.
You're a fan, though. Let's be clear.
No, I like his music.
Okay,
I ain't never heard Rick Ross just like unfiltered for like 3-4 minutes. Like, tell me what you really think about what's going on. Drop that ball shit, the Maybach music shit. Like, I would love to hear that.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
I can absolutely see that, man. Give me one of your Pac moments, man.
One of mine was, I remember when All Eyes on Me came out, right?
For sure. Double disc classic.
Sticker $22.99.
Like, you had to pay
don't even go in media play, out of business now, bullshitting. Ooh. If you got $15.
Nah,
come on in there with the full 25 to get the double CD with the big boy packaging.
Yep.
I had never seen no double CD package. I ain't never seen no CD package like that.
Right.
And then you put it in. Like, I remember when All Eyes on Me came out. We was at the basketball court up in Sherwood, Nashville. The boombox was out at the court on repeat. Number one song, the first song, I Won't Deny It, I'm a Straight Ride. Like, I remember that. Not only because of the song, but just because of who Pac was. Him getting out, like, California Love, like, the extended version. Like, even the packaging. Like, I had never seen a CD package like that.
Right.
You got the two CDs.
It was thick as hell.
Right, thick in a motherfucker. You got the one eye on one, the other eye on the other one. Like, yep. I bought that CD 3 times. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, it meant something. It was different from every other. Like, I remember buying Blueprint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember buying Riding Dirty. I remember buying I'm Serious.
Right.
But it was different when you bought All Eyes on Me, because not only was I buying it, everybody else was buying it too.
Yep.
Like, everywhere you go, people was listening to Pop. And that was the first time I think I really heard that, and it didn't happen no more until Jeezy, I think.
Yeah, that album was crazy as fuck. Obviously, it goes without saying.
Tough.
Classic album. Top two double disc at worst. That album was the shit.
Easily.
And to kick it off with that song, though.
I won't deny it. I still, to this day.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Man, my second moment, it's another interview, dude. Again, go to YouTube, put in Tupac interviews, just clear out your day. It was this was the same rape case, but this was a little bit later on. So now he a little more frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay. He was out there answering questions with 15, 20 people around him. This time, shit getting thick. They using his music in the courtroom. They using the tattoo, the Thug Life tattoos. Now he a little more fed up. And this is where he gave his classic America Eats Its Babies quote.
It's not even about me no more. It's about, you know, some nightmare that these people having.
She's talking about Thug Life and all
he's definitely guilty. Anybody with Thug Life tattooed on their stomach is guilty. What type of reasoning is that? You know what I'm saying? We got different backgrounds. We come from two different places. Just because I look different than her doesn't mean that I'm a sodomizer or a raper. They've said it in the... I can't understand why it's this close. They talking about there's no evidence that I ever sodomized her, even though you put that all over the paper. And every time they take a quote out of this courtroom, they take a quote from out of her mouth, which is, you know, the stuff to put me in jail. It's nothing that's been true. I just want... print the facts so everybody can sort it out. My life is ruined because nobody has a chance to get the facts.
And the fact is that there was no semen found.
No semen found, no forceful entry, no entry into the anal, no nothing, none of that. You know,
and no fingerprints on the gun.
No fingerprints on the guns, you know what I'm saying? The only time ever there was an act of sodomy, she admitted she did it to me. I should be, you know, putting charges on this girl who sodomized me on the floor of a dance club. Why am I in court? You know what I'm saying? Get my life ripped apart. But I'm here. I'm going to go through it just to show that I have faith in the American system. But for me to have faith in the American system, these juries and everybody else has to, you know what I'm saying, play the same role and to keep an open mind. I'm already convicted. My whole life has been turned around. I lost every job. I lost everything, every opportunity. I can't get buy cars, can't get rent, can't get none of that. But I'm still a survivor. You know, I'm still coming to court, still smiling, still signing autographs. But soon I'm going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to the world. You know, America eats its babies. No matter what y'all think about me, I'm still your child. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like that.
And he said he would go ahead and go to court, keep a smile on his face, keep his head up, sign a couple more autographs because he had faith in the system. And he ended up losing the case. He ended up getting sent to a maximum security prison for some shit that he may or may not have done. He said he didn't do the shit.
He was adamant that he didn't
do it. He was very adamant that he didn't do it. So imagine you getting sent to a maximum security prison for some shit that you didn't do in a system that you had faith in.
Thought
was going to do right by you, and it turned its back on you. So now people, they Pac catches a lot of flack by how he started in the rap game and then how he ended. But when you look at the timeline and shit that happened, including this, you can see why a nigga would be mad at the world when shit like this happens, dude. Like, look at dude on Night Of, man. He didn't come out the same motherfucker. Spoiler alert.
Young Nog.
But shit, you're going to go in one person, you're going to come out a whole nother, dude. So I'm not surprised when Pac sort of flipped the script a little bit and was a little more aggressive when it came to his music.
And that's a fact. And that leads into my next moment for me. And I think it has a lot to do with Pac overall as a person and what we were to know him as when he died. Like, I'm reviewing Tupacalypse now, his first album, and the track listing, just going back over some of the stuff there. And it was more so, that was one of the more political albums that Pac had. Like,
yeah,
he was
public
like,
enemy.
Yeah,
shit.
This was Public Enemy. This is him talking about, like, me being a black male, me being this and that. And it sold 400,000 copies.
Right.
And it was a guy in Texas who, this is what made Pac famous. It's probably, well, not the only thing to make him famous. He's also great at rap.
Right.
But one of the things that made him famous and news started reporting that this guy
infamous.
Was. Right. This guy was listening to Tupacalypse Now and goes out and shoot a state trooper in Texas and say Pac is to blame for it. So they take this whole thing of this new up-and-coming 20-year-old black rapper who's speaking very vehemently against the system, speaking against police brutality, saying he this and he that, flat out of line if you white America. And you want to blame him for this guy shooting a Texas police. And I think that add to the fuel of the fire. What you were just saying for Pac and being like, I'm fed up. I really don't have much more to say. Like, y'all done pissed me all the way off. And
it's
I think
a snowball
this,
effect,
tough.
Dude.
This had a lot to do with it because you could hear on his first album as to the topic matter and the subject line, like, he was more political here than he was, I think, on any of his albums.
Right.
And I feel like somebody told him, hey, people are not going to be receptive to this if you don't add a little sugar to the shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't give people all of this stuff and be like, y'all got to accept this, take this the way it is, let's fight against the system.
Right.
If you don't give them toss it up.
You got to reel them in.
Yeah, you got to give them some toss it up. You got to give them some
California love.
You got to give them all of that I get
pain.
Around.
Right.
You got to give them that for them to be able to, like, hey, this dude's cool.
Right.
So everything he say is cool. And I feel like he didn't know that on Tupacalypse Now. And I feel like that kind of affected him. And it wasn't accepted the way he felt like it should have been. And he always held that resentment in him. So that's why I feel like that's a moment for him. Because they try to blame him for this dude shooting these police in Texas. And I don't feel like that was really the case. Like, you can't blame him. And that was really the first case that we had of a rapper being blamed for their lyrics and things happening.
92.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was 1992. People blaming rap for things happening outside.
I mean, and
they even using it in the court case.
And that reminds me, I'm going to tell you what that album reminds me of. And I was just reviewing it as you was too. Like, 92, let me be very clear. I didn't hear that shit in 92. All
right.
But it reminds me of a 92 version of To Pimp a Butterfly, Slick.
Yeah,
I say that because Kendrick went about it the opposite way of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
He came out the gate with a couple more radio-friendly, Don't Kill My Vibe, The joint with the Janet Jackson sample with Drake on there. Like, he came and got his little fan base that way. Then he turned around and grew his hair out and To Pimp a Butterfly and Arcuto and all of this.
Yeah.
So he kind of reeled people in with that and then got his message out, and he's able to get it. Now he's in the White House and shit. So you're able to get it much more a well-favored reception when you do it in that order, in my opinion, and that works for him. Now, in terms of the people shooting cops and all that type of stuff, of course, we just had that situation going on early this year.
Right.
It's not necessarily related to music, but it's the same situation, man. People fed up for one reason or another and taking drastic measures. My third moment that I'm going to talk about took place in 95 but didn't get uncovered until recently. There was a phone call that he had with a ex-gangbanger turned author, Monster Cody, in which Pac was talking about his plans to what he had for the community. He wanted to set up a community outreach plan. He wanted to start a youth league, get rappers to adopt teams, basketball, football, baseball, and have the community heavily involved and get that spirit going in the community, in the black community. He also wanted to do what was called a goodwill tour. He wanted rappers to go in drug-infested areas and speak to drug dealers and ask them to stop the violence in certain hours. Like, don't do the trafficking and the activities around these hours, man. Try to keep the kids safe, the women safe, the family men safe. If you're going to do what you're going to do, I get it. I get the circumstances. I get it's ugly out here. Like, he wasn't too out of touch to where I was like, nah, man, he too good. He also even had, like, a thing set up where he was like, man, we're going to talk to the police. We're going to have them patrol at certain times if y'all keep the shit down. Like, he had plans for all of this shit. This is 1995. Now, ambitious as that was, because I don't know how successful getting rappers to go in these hoods would be, considering that maybe some of them really ain't even from that in the first place.
Mm-mm.
And the money's a little different now for rappers than it was back then, so a little more is at stake. But the fact that he had the foresight to even try to get this started, I feel is fucking amazing. If you haven't heard that phone call, please look that shit up again on YouTube.
Yes, that's a definite must see, and I think that piggybacks off of what I was going to say about White Man's World, which is my last fact. I think White Man's World was his last alley-oop attempt after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put the quotes in there. Like, he made it so unforgivable, like, made it so, like, I don't care what nobody got to say. I don't care nobody's reaction to this. Like, I want you to really get what I'm got to say, because I done gave you my best shot. Yeah. I done gave y'all the layout, the blueprints of what you just said. Like, I done gave it to y'all. Like, listen to what I'm saying with this, and y'all run from it. And
that's my favorite Pac album.
What, Machiavelli?
Yes.
I think White Man's World my favorite Pac song.
I can respect and accept that. That's my favorite album by far.
Yeah.
Not saying it's the best. It's just my favorite.
I think
Like, dude. I done bought that CD so many damn times.
He was all the way on point on there. Everything was clicking.
Woo! Except Toss It Up.
I don't know. That's a hit, though.
I'm cool on that. I'm going
to
complain.
Who is Casey, baby?
No. Pac rolling over in his grave right now at that rendition,
shake
by the way.
Shake it, Pac.
But, man, please, look, do us a favor. Go to the Rap Chat. It's on Facebook. It's a group on Facebook. Let us know. Give us one of your favorite Pac moments that you remember. Maybe it's something that everybody don't necessarily always talk about. Give us a sleeper Pac moment. Or, I mean, you can even go on, go to Anchor. Record a message. Look up On Deck TV Podcast. Let us know your favorite Pac moment.
Yeah, man, let us know y'all Pac moments, man. We definitely, like we said, we talked about this subject before, but we like to keep reiterating because Pac was such a legend to us. As well as y'all who listen to hip hop, so go to Anchor, go to Facebook, Rap Chat, and let us know what you think about it.
Man, let's play some music on some real shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to homie Black. He reached out to us and said, man, look, y'all need to check this cat out, man. His name Trans Lee.
First of all, he tried to say Trans Lee better than J. Cole. Let's not knock that out of the air right now.
Yes, he was telling us this artist was better than J. Cole.
He's not, but he good.
But he's on some real shit, kind of give you that lane, that early Pac lane, maybe. Maybe not so rough around the edges. But we're going to play a joint off his new project, man. The song is called Hustle. We're going to see what it's hitting on, man. Let's see if he's really better than J. Cole.
Dang, I like
it. My Mella just got the pack in. He got taxed, but he said he going to make it all back on the back end.
And I be in the car asking, like, how can I be a part of this? You know, cause music, it don't pay the fastest. I switched to roll up the fastest. I tried to drive an Uber, but my car just ain't up to par with they standards. Should I rob the bread truck? Cause I'm fed up. Got me in front of that church with my head down with the bless up. Would've got a job, that's usually what I would've counted on. But I ain't had a job in like 4 years, and that shit is frowned upon. And interviews, but personally, I need a round of applause. Cause they don't know what I've been through. I've been hopping on beats and mouthing off. My homies say my time coming, it ain't no doubt at all. Cause revolution and evolution, you've been about it all. Might break them county laws, but what that bounty cost? But fuck that, I'm sounding off until my sound is off. I need me a hustle right now. I ain't got no time to say my time coming, shit. I need me a hustle right now. Don't be surprised, I ain't excited when I see you coming. I'm just on my hustle right now. In the end, I'll be fine here, but in the meantime, I'm on my hustle right now. Fucking right. Fucking right. Taking power naps at red lights, that's word to Shep. I've always had the livest mixtapes, that's word to Pesh. But a half a million downloads, I never earned a cent. That's hustling backwards like tomorrow.
My man said he taking power naps at the red light. Shit, now.
He killed that, I ain't gonna lie.
That's when you grind.
Old Outkast bars on there.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, man. I'm not mad at that at all, man. He got a new project out right now, man. Y'all go check that out. It's on iTunes and on all the mixtape sites, too.
Young Trans Lee.
That's Trans Lee. His project is called M-A-O-T-P. That stands for Mind All Over the Place.
Mm.
So y'all check that out. All right, man, question of the week time. The much-hyped Atlanta.
Much-hyped?
TV show. Yes, they've been talking about this shit for years.
They have.
Childish Gambino produced and wrote. Came on FX last week. It's a 30-minute show. They premiered 2 episodes. Did you watch it, first off?
I watched it.
Did it live up to the hype?
Flames. And I am not a Childish Gambino fan.
You just got to throw that out there first?
No, I'm just saying I ain't just the biggest fan. I just want people to know that.
Okay.
So it won't preface my opinion on this. But that show right there was fire. That shit was dope as hell.
I
can't lie about it. Like, it give you, like, I moved down to Atlanta about 5-6 years ago, and it was perfect adaptation of what it was like moving down here.
Man, I say this. The previews have been real weird, like niggas walking backwards but really walking forward. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You really didn't know. Like, you had, like, a brief description if you really just dug into it. But that shit was crack. It was way funnier than I expected. Fact. I laughed out loud a lot.
That's a fact.
And I wouldn't expect
the jail scenes. Fact.
The jail scenes were stupid. I will say this though, if I had family in what's someplace far away from like Seattle or some shit. Seattle far as fuck from that.
Yeah, Seattle far as fuck.
If I was in Seattle visiting family that I had, and they were like, "Hey man, what's it like in Atlanta?" Instead of me trying to explain that to them verbally, I'm just going to turn on FX On Demand and show them this show right here.
But that's not that's not true, though.
That's a portion of it, though.
That is definitely a portion.
That's all I'm saying. It's an authentic portion.
I definitely agree with that.
Of Atlanta, down to the accents, down to where they eat.
Hey, folks.
Hey, folks.
Hey, y'all.
Man, I knew I should have left, man.
Goddamn, folks.
Boy, I tell you, boy. Like, that's exactly how niggas sound. Niggas eat wings from JR Crickets. I've murdered they shit several times.
That's a fact.
And I like the music selection too, man. He didn't go the pop route. He didn't kick it off with Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri. Welcome to it. He kicked it off with Juice Man.
Hey,
OJ the Juice Man is how he kicked the show off.
Turn
I
said, up
I
Juice
to be real. So I thought it was dope, man. I like the rapper too. I thought he was authentic.
He funny.
He wasn't a character of himself. Like, he wasn't walking around with a big ass chain, like all like the stereotypical rapper shit.
Right.
He was just like a normal motherfucker walking around his little city, got a little buzz from some bullshit news.
And people fuck with him.
And people fucking with him now. And the chicks hollering at him. She said, "Let me lay my head on your chest.
Take his picture with me." These said, ain't my kids. Yeah,
these ain't my kids. This the only one I got right
That's
here. These
funny.
Two.
Shit.
These my niece and nephews. Nah, but he's strong out the gate. I hope he can carry that. I have no doubt in my mind that he can carry this over through a season.
Yeah, I think
though.
It's going to be good.
Like, dude is... He right, like, oh man. And y'all sleeping on this music. I've been telling y'all about this shit. I've been talking about Childish Gambino for 3 years, dude, and nobody's fucking listening.
Stick to his acting.
What?
Yeah, he's acting great.
He could be a star rapper if he wanted to.
Yeah, wake me up when that happens.
He can be a star pop star if he wanted to. Hey, man, y'all go check out that Childish Gambino, man. Watch that Atlanta for
sure. Yeah, check out that Atlanta on FX, man. Y'all make sure y'all check that out.
New music is out right now, of course. Nothing really popping off this week, but it's the same shit from last week. Fab, if you haven't caught that, Summertime Shootout 2. Travis Scott, if you haven't caught that. I think his album went number one, too, man.
Did it?
Them Billboard numbers looking right for him. Jay Mills has a tape out.
Who?
Young Money, Jay Mills.
I'm sorry, who?
You never heard of Jay Mills?
No, I don't know what that is.
Black Youngster has a new tape out.
If he come give us a stack, we can talk about it. He gave the Breakfast Club a stack of their interviews. Everybody a stack. He come give us a stack a piece. We can talk about his.
You think they gave that back?
Nah.
They can't. What?
Give him with that stack.
That nigga crazy.
Ain't no way in the world he getting that back.
And of course, also check out Trans Lee. Again, it's called MAOTP. If you like what you heard, what you got on deck for the weekend?
Chillaxing, man. I'm just getting adjusted to the NFL, trying to make sure I win my fantasy, man. What you got up?
I may make a surprise guest appearance in the city next weekend.
Surprise guest appearance?
This weekend. I might pull up in Nashville 615, man, holler at my people. Other than that, Slow Motion Billy Ocean, of course, it's football season. Every Sunday, get used to a nigga saying that.
Yes, man.
Every Sunday, I got to watch my Packers get W's. We stack those.
It's Cowboy Nation. We appreciate y'all checking out the On Deck TV podcast.
Yeah, man, we are out. See y'all next week.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon.